Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Why should a property agent inform their tenant if the management of their property is transferring to a new agent? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Wednesday, 16th of August, 2023.
Letting tenants know when there's been a change in management. Now, this is from both sides, from the outgoing agent and from the incoming agent. So, you know, there's a real communication piece around this. So let's think about the issue here. No matter what reason you've lost an agency or a landlord, you could have sold your rent roll, you could have sold part of your rent roll, there could have been a misunderstanding or a miscommunication or quite a disagreement between yourself and a landlord, and they've chosen to take their management somewhere else. Whatever the reason, there needs to be some communication with the tenant. So, you know, from both sides. Now, you may feel as if you're done, you've sold, you're out, and you don't want anything more to do with any of it. But how is that? Let's think about what we're dealing with on almost a daily basis these days, and that is cyber scams. And you're a tenant and you're sitting back there and you suddenly get somebody ringing you saying, hey, I'm your new agent, put your money, pay your rent into this account now. Well, how on earth do they know that this is real? So from both sides, you have a relationship with the tenant at this point. You need to finalise your relationship with your landlord. For whatever reason that's finishing, you need to finalise it ethically, professionally. Think about the rules of conduct, which are in Schedule 1 of the property and stock agents regulation. And we think about Rule 3 in there, which is around honesty, fairness and professionalism. We think about Rule 6, which is act in the client's best interests. So, you know, there's a whole range of things. So you're still acting on behalf of the landlord. You know, in those last days of your being paid for or your arrangement or your written agreement with a landlord, you need to act professionally. So you need to inform your tenant that the tenancy is moving to another agent and who that agent is, if you know. So if you don't know, you can say that to your tenant and that they will undoubtedly be contacted because there'll be a new way of having to pay their rent or at least a new account that they'll be having to transfer their money into. So, I think that's, you know, I've heard that raised from both an agent perspective and a tenant perspective in recent weeks. So I just think it's something that we need to be mindful of. And we get back down to the, you know, yes, we've just talked about how, you know, it could actually be a breach of your rules of conduct, but it could also actually be a breach of the supervision guidelines. Requirement 5 in the supervision guidelines is about communication channels. So you need to make sure that your communication channels are actually working. And that is making sure that the service that you are providing is done so in that ethical and that professional manner. So guys, make sure that that is part of the process when there is an end to an agreement with a landlord and the tenant is going to be managed by somebody new.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.